So that's the AD with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, with us in studio. The Ryan Finley story caught a lot of us off guard. I don't think we factored in the quarterback transferring now to somewhere else, was going to get his degree this quickly as a redshirt junior, but he came to Boise State with like 17-something in his SATs and like a 4.5 GPA, but I didn't look at that till I knew he was transferring. I thought, okay, he's a pretty smart kid. That doesn't sound normal, but...
He needs to be. He's playing quarterback, right?
Yes, he's now playing quarterback. But, Kurt, your situation in terms of clearing this, you know, can he transfer in the Mountain West Conference? I heard there's committees to hear that kind of thing. He can't just go, not that he would, but I'm saying he can't just go down the street to UNLV, for example.
Yeah, the conference, well, if he decides to go somewhere that isn't in the Mountain West, he can play right away. If he goes to a school in the Mountain West, the policy is that he's got to sit out. So let's just say it was, whoever, let's pick a close school, Utah State.
Yeah.
Okay. If he were to enroll there this fall, he would have to sit out this year. He would lose this year of eligibility and he would not be able to be on scholarship.
Okay.
So
that ain't happening.
He would have to pay his way.
Takes care of that.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Now, if he did choose to do that, I think there's an appeal process in the conference where the school where he's going could appeal for him to, for that to be waived. But unless there was some, you know, real special circumstance, I've heard of like kids who, you know, maybe transfer a different reason. Mm-hmm. They want to go live in the hometown that they came from. Maybe mom or dad is sick or there's something in, you know, in their family. You know, I could see the conference being maybe a little bit more lenient. I think it just depends on the circumstance. But, you know, that's it's a fairly good size penalty if you decide to do that and stay within the Mountain West. So I would assume that Ryan is not looking to do that.
We've been talking about this for a while, but I still think when the announcement came on Tuesday, it caught us off guard a little bit. Take us behind the scenes a little bit. And what did you guys know? When did you find out? How does that work? And what is your responsibility to Ryan Finley in terms of, you know, paying him back for his years of service to Boise State as opposed to, I need to get next year's football team ready. I'm not worried about Ryan Finley right now.
Well, I think whenever a student athlete leaves our program early, I want to know why, you know. And I have not had a conversation with Ryan in the hallway. I just saw him the other day. I knew pretty much, you know, a couple days before it was public. Obviously, him and Coach Harsin have had this conversation, I'm sure, a few times before the decision was made. And Ryan probably just weighed all of his options looking at next year and the years to come and decided that maybe there'd be a better place for him to play. And, I mean, it's awesome for him. He got his degree quickly. That has a lot to do with that kid just being bright, and then he took advantage of summer school. You take six units over a three-year period. That's a semester and a half of school, and he's a smart kid, and he's very appreciative of his time here. So excited that he's going to get his degree in May. We're proud of him for doing that. And, you know, we'll do whatever we can to help him out. But I think it's a responsibility to us to certainly ask the question why. And I don't think it's anything special other than him wanting, you know, hopefully for him, maybe a better opportunity to play at another school. And, I'm just glad he had enough time to stick around here and take some snaps and do a great job for us. But more importantly, he's walking away from this place with a degree, and that's pretty special.
So. Was this messy, though? Two surgeries, you know, the incident off the field. Mm-hmm. It sounds like his attitude's great, which that's rare. Right. I mean, because two injuries, the thing that happened in between, the job situation with Rippon, this could have been pretty messy from the outside in.
It probably could have been, but I think that's a testament to the kid. You know, and I think I give some credit to our coaching staff. I mean, they certainly didn't, you know, push him out. I mean, that's a decision that he made. And I think as a staff, yeah, it probably could have been messy. I don't think it was in any means. And I think that, Ryan's excited about his future. When I saw him, I mean, he had a little skip in his step. I mean, he's excited about the opportunities ahead, but he's really fired up that he was able to just get his degree here from Boise State. And he was very thankful for it. So I appreciated that.
Yeah, well, that is quite an accomplishment in 3 years. Kurt Apsey, our guest, Boise State's athletic director, in studio Thursdays at 5. Another, I guess, question, Kurt, is about this EA Sports settlement. We interviewed the lead attorney on this. He was in the Phoenix area. And the NCAA and EA Sports, you know, allowing kids to be in these video games using their numbers. their physical likeness, their stats, and now there's settlement checks going out. What was the numbers, JP? Because he's the big numbers guy. He wants. Yeah, he is. See, this is another
investigative
thing.
Reporting. Is
no,
what
no
I
it's
call
not.
It.
It's being nosy. You're.
We know who does all the work around here.
Yeah,
JP,
about $3,500 for a guy like Pete Cavender and Kyle Bronson.
$3,500 for these guys for being in video games, and you know nothing against Pete. He was an offensive guard like the other guard and so forth. I don't think many kids were emulating that.
Right.
Kyle Rotzman, different story, a little more high profile, of course.
Yeah.
But this is historic, these guys getting money. Do you think we'll ever get to the point where let's do a game and let's pay these guys and let's go that direction, or is this just like never going to happen again?
Well, I never say never. I sure hope it doesn't end up like that. You know, I'm a little old school. I think that some things that are forgotten in this whole thing is what the institution does for the kid. And we make a huge investment in a lot of our student athletes that are here. That is, I'm all for. You know, I don't think you can just count the investment in terms of what they get scholarship wise. The investment that we make in our staff, in our weight room, with nutrition, in academics, in compliance, room and board and tuition and allowing
counseling,
them to be in the community. So, you know, they're providing community service. They're growing as people. I mean, we make a big investment in that. And I think sometimes that's forgotten and I don't think it should be. And I'm not saying these kids don't deserve to get paid. I mean, they went through the process and they decided that, you know, they needed to get something. I think one of the questions was, you know, should other guys get more or less?
Tim Tebow, Reggie Bush, $7,000,
yeah,
nothing.
I mean, I don't know. If you're on the cover, do you get more? Who knows?
Yeah, I think Zabransky did.
Yeah.
He got a separate paycheck.
He got a
though,
deal, yeah.
Yeah, but he was done. You know, he was done.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not for any of that. I think that, you know, when I was younger, and it was a long time ago when I went through this, I didn't have the full ride scholarship. I mean, I went into debt and my mom didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, that degree to me is very, very valuable. And now that I've been in this business for so long and I have kids in college, universities make a big investment in them. And I think that sometimes that's overlooked.
I got an idea for you. You're going to like, that's a big, big franchise, billion-dollar industry, this college sports video game. Bring it back. And what they should do is give each school, like, here's $1 million for every school, all 129 college football schools, and then you get to do with that. You can put that in your cost of attendance budget or whatever and distribute that to your student athletes as they see.
Is Prater, like, is he trying to get on the NCAA committee or get a job at Boise State Athletics?
Right.
I like that.
$1 million in your pocket.
I like that.
And get some, you know, we got to take care of these video gamers for crying out. What are they playing these days?
Well, I'll tell you what, and if that was the case, I mean, we can certainly justify spending it on the student athletes.
Yes.
Now, it's probably not going to be a $5,000 check in their pocket, but we can certainly make that experience better. I like your idea, Mike.
Let's make that happen.
Let's get on the phone tomorrow and get this done.
I'd like it.
Business lunches is how Prater does things.
Video games like for me, $1 million for Kurt Apsey.
There you go.
All right, we've asked the AD. Let's see what else is happening. Well, as far as I can tell, Kurt, the spring sports season, I know tennis is still rolling out there, and track and field should still be out there, but gymnastics, their season's complete, right?
Yeah, we have a gal competing in the NCAAs on the beam. Softball had a great weekend last weekend, won a series against UNLV. We have men's tennis on Friday and Sunday, both Mountain West Conference matchups. And then on Saturday, we're doing a appreciation day for all BA members. They come down and they interact with our student athletes. We tour them around in the facilities. And then we have a spring sale in the Cavan Williams from 10 to 2. I think from 10 to 12 is just for BA members. From 12 to 2 is open to the public. I wasn't here last year, but they did it last year.
Right.
That's old equipment, uniforms, sweats, shoes, hats, equipment. You can head on over to Boise State in the Cavan Williams Sports Complex from 12 to 2 if you're part of the general public, and you can go through the rummage sale of all the old gear. I think they're giving away things at great deals, so if you have a chance to get down there, I would certainly say it's a good time to be down there.
to do all your Christmas shopping, kids.
There you go.
And if you're a BAA member,
shoot,
you're
there might be an old throwback jersey way back. You
I've
might
already
be able
got
to
two.
Get your own, dude.
I just can't fit in them. So maybe I have to get a...
Old 68, what was the number?
66. Come 66. On, Brader.
That was close.
Almighty.
66. I should have known that.
Well, these look like 99.
And I was there you
bent
go.
Over.
I got
so.
You. Okay.
When he was laying on his back.
Exactly. Yeah. It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, thanks.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.